So the frontier is not consolidating. It's fragmenting into specialized efficiency tiers. Opus 5 lands Friday at half the cost per task of the frontier, and this week Google and Moonshot both doubled down on the same bet. Capability matters less than fitting the right model to your constraints.
Right. And the thing that sells me on the thesis is that we're not seeing one winner emerge. We're seeing the board get more crowded, with each player carving out a different performance per dollar slice.
Exactly. Opus 5 proved the concept Friday, near Fable 5 performance, half the cost per task.
That's not a feature, that's a product repositioning.
And then Monday? Google ships Gemini 3.5 Flash Lite and Flash Cyber.
Which is basically Google saying, yeah, capability tiers are table stakes now. We're not one model, we're a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where it gets interesting, and this is the part I think matters for the thesis. Kimi K3 drops Tuesday with VLLM Day Zero support. 2.8 trillion parameters, multimodal, 1 million token context.
And the engineering story is the news, not the capability number.
You can deploy this on your own hardware immediately. That's the move that actually worries the closed model incumbents. Because it's not just here's a good model, it's here's a good model plus the harness to run it on your own terms today.
Right. And Moonshot is a Chinese lab, it's not DeepMind, it's not Anthropic.
But they shipped open weights in a week when sanctions and export controls were in every other headline.
That's a signal about where the open weight arms race is heading.
Okay, but I want to push back on your thesis slightly. You're saying fragmentation is the story.
I see something sharper. The market is splitting into two camps. The closed model routing layer, where Cursor and OpenAI and others are betting the money, and the open weight escape hatch for teams that want to own their stack.
The fragmentation is real, but it's not random.
It's a fork.
That's fair.
So you're saying the fragmentation isn't many tiers coexisting peacefully. It's a divergence into two different bets about who controls the model choice?
Exactly.
And this week proves both sides are real.
Cursor Router trains on 600,000 live requests to pick the right model for the task.
That's the closed model story. We route for you, you pay by outcome, we own the intelligence in the picker.
Meanwhile, Moonshot ships Kimi K, 3 open weights so you can route yourself.
So the competition is shifting from whose model is best to who controls the routing layer that hides the model choice from the developer.
Yeah, I buy that.
And this week's harness releases support it.
MCP drops a massive spec overhaul, stateless core, extensions framework, authorization hardening.
That's not a model release, that's infrastructure that makes routing invisible.
Eve, Microsoft Agent Framework, Lang Smith's governance layer, they're all building the same thing. The layer that sits between the developer and the model picker and makes that decision unobtrusive.
Right. And the harness that makes routing invisible and keeps cost per task visible is the one that wins.
Cursor Router has the cache-aware accounting.
Opus 5.0, as effort dial is built into the model.
The team that figures out how to route transparently while showing the cost is the one developers will ship on.
Okay, so here's where I think you're right and I'm slightly wrong about the thesis.
Fragmentation is real, but it's not chaos.
It's two deliberate bets, closed routing with open APIs and open models with self-hosted routing.
And the week's moves support both.
Laguna S2.1 lands Thursday, 118 billion parameters, 8 billion active, 1 million token context, single DGX deployment story.
That's not a benchmark flex.
Stop.
What?
Laguna S2.1 is practical,
yeah, but it's also a response to Opus 5.
Poolside is saying, if you want long context coding and you don't want to pay Anthropic's price, here's your model.
It's not a generic win, it's a specific counter move.
Okay, fair.
So the weak story is not just fragmentation.
It's a series of counter moves. Opus 5 reprices the frontier. Google multi-tiers the flash line. Kimi K3 opens the weights. Laguna S2.1 targets the coding slice. Cursor Router pits the model for you.
Each one is a response to the others.
Right.
And the pace is the thing that gets me.
We've got Opus 5, Google's 3 model flash release, Kimi K3, Laguna S2.1, all in the same week.
The frontier labs are not consolidating.
They're accelerating,
which is exactly the thesis.
The market is splintering because the market demands specialization.
A team doing routine coding doesn't need Fable 5.
They need cost per token and latency.
A team doing long context knowledge work needs different constraints.
The lab that figures out how to serve 5 different constraint buckets wins.
And the harness is the moat. If your routing layer is good enough, the underlying model choice becomes a detail. Cursor Router proves that. 600,000 live requests, user satisfaction, and code keep rate as the signal. That's not a guess about which model is smarter. That's empirical production-grade routing. So my bet for the next month, at least one major closed model platform, OpenAI, Anthropic, or Google, ships a routing layer that's transparent enough to be the default for new teams or enterprise signups. Not an option, the default. Because the team that makes model selection invisible while showing cost wins the adoption race. I'd go narrower. Cursor's already there with Router. I think we see one of the three ship a public routing layer that competes with Cursor's pricing story. Not just capability, but cost per outcome as the unit. And I'd bet on Google doing it in the next 6 weeks, because they've got the most to prove in the flash tier. I'd take that bet, but I think Anthropic moves first. Opus 5 is their positioning, and the effort dial is their routing story. They just need to make it visible to developers. 2 weeks. I doubt it. Anthropic's move is to keep Opus 5 as a standalone product and let the harness layers, Ev, Microsoft, Langsmith, do the routing for them. Lower friction, less support burden. That's fair. Okay, so the week confirms the thesis. The frontier is not one model, it's a fragmented set of specialized tiers, and the team that builds the harness that routes between them invisibly while keeping costs visible is the one that wins. And the pace of releases, Opus, Google's Flash lineup, Kimi K3, Laguna S2.1, all in 1 week, means the board is going to stay fragmented. Nobody's going to consolidate. The next lab to move is already thinking about their counter move, which is what makes this such a weird moment for the industry. We're past the whose model is best question. We're deep into whose harness is most practical and whose cost per outcome is lowest. The models are the commodity. The routing is the moat. Yeah, and the labs know it. Kimi K3 shipping with VLLM support, Opus 5 with an effort dial, Laguna S2.1 with a single DGX story. They're all packaging the routing decision into the product, not waiting for someone else to build it. That's the week. The frontier is splintering, and the spoils go to whoever makes that splintering invisible to the developer while keeping costs visible.